Welcome to the Talent Development Think Tank Podcast, the number one podcast for learning and talent development professionals. Now here's your host, Andy Storch.
Welcome back to the Talent Development Think Tank Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Storch, and today is our bonus Q&A conversation with Lan Phan, who is the author of the new book, Do This Daily, Secrets for Finding Success, Happiness, and Purpose in Work and Life. And if you haven't yet listened to our previous conversation from our first episode, just came out a couple days past, make sure you go back and check that out. We really dive into a great conversation around identifying your values and what gives you joy and how to make tiny changes that will lead to bigger change in your life. Lan shared some of her incredible story and some of the pivotal moments she had back in college and even in 2020, starting new businesses and really shifting her mindset and changing her whole life to create more joy and live more her values. And I think that's something that all of us can do, even if it's small shifts. So make sure you go check that out. Today's our bonus Q&A conversation with Lan. And Lan, I want to start with this. You have done a lot of things in your career. You worked in corporate, you've run communities, you're running your own business now as a coach and speaker. When you think back across your career so far, what's been your proudest moment or biggest accomplishment to date?
So I would say probably my greatest accomplishment was really during the pandemic, starting my company community of seven, but really being able to reimagine it in the midst of a pandemic and really kind of moving everything online. It actually became such a blessing because in the past, when I would do like in-person trainings, you could maybe only hit 30, 40 employees. But I started working with different companies and I was able to train 100 to 300 employees at one time globally because we were able to do it virtually. And then, you know, kind of in lines with that, I launched our community of seven micro learnings and Let's Talks with really the goal of being able to train 1 million purpose-driven leaders. And I think that that pivot during pandemic, when I was trying to struggling with homeschooling a kindergartner, I was able to kind of create something from nothing. And I think that was probably my biggest accomplishment.
Yeah, it's amazing what you created. And I'm a big fan of turning our challenges into opportunities, the belief that life happens for us, not to us. And you definitely lived that and took advantage of that time. And my story is very similar. I launched my business and my membership community in 2020, just after the pandemic started. It was a challenging time, but it also created so many new opportunities for us that didn't exist before. On the flip side, Lan, you mentioned earlier in our last conversation that you've had plenty of mistakes and failures along the way in your career. What's been one of your biggest mistakes or failures, and what did you learn from it?
I mean, I hate to sound like one of those canned interview answers, but I really believe this, is I don't really believe in failure or even mistakes. I believe in the fact that these failures or perceived mistakes are our greatest lessons. They're you know, potential seeds for us to grow. And so failures, I just see as pivots. I don't really see them as, you know, because even the term failure is so loaded, right? Because it's so finite. You failed.
Right.
No, you didn't fail. You just, you know, maybe you needed to learn how to get better at doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. And I'm a big fan of, you know, having a growth mindset. I believe with a growth mindset, there is no such thing as failure. There's only learning and growth. However, we try to do lots of things and sometimes they don't go our way. So is there an example of something that you tried to do, you were excited about, and it just did not go the way you wanted? And quite frankly, you were frustrated until you maybe sat down and pulled some of the lessons out.
I mean, that's like tons of things. I'm really bad at a lot of things. Cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, you know, I would say, I wouldn't call these failures, but I've started businesses where I go midway. And actually, with Community of Seven, when I first started, it was really focused on memberships and masterminds. And then I realized that's not the path, even though it was successful and I had all of these executives that I was working with. It just didn't fulfill me the way I wanted it to fulfill me. And as an introvert, I realized that it took a lot of my energy. And so I pivoted. I leaned into corporate training and development because I realized that was my passion. I had gotten my master's at Harvard Graduate School of Education, you know, on teaching and curriculum over 20 years ago. And in between that, I was an executive, C-suite executive at different companies. And I never thought in a million years I would go back into training and development.
Yeah.
But because of that, the layoff and everything that happened to me, I realized that my passion was training and development. Because I was just telling someone this recently, I just did a talk for 160 employees. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking and you're training and you're looking at the audience and you see these eyes and you almost see these light bulbs, like cartoon light bulbs, mm-hmm. of like people just, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Or me too. That feeling you get is so powerful.
Yeah, I agree completely. And that's a pivot that's definitely natural in business and careers and entrepreneurship. I've made those as well, where I started something. This whole journey for me started because I thought I wanted to get into coaching. And then I realized, like, I really like doing more of the speaking and facilitating,
yeah.
versus the one-on-one. I still do a little bit of that, but it's not the big thing I want to focus on. So,
yeah, and it wasn't a failure.
No, it's not a failure. It's like I tried something and I learned an important lesson, and now I'm going to make a pivot. But there's still plenty of things that I tried, I invested in, that didn't quite work out. And there are good lessons learned along the way. Man, when you think about learning and development and training people, what would you say is one of the biggest challenges that is out there in that world today?
I mean, I think the biggest, and I will say that it's changed, but talent development as it has been done historically, I think one of the biggest myths or misconceptions is that we can actually change people's lives in a four to 6 hour training. I mean, you need consistency, you need time, you need to create systems and habits and procedures. I mean, it doesn't just happen in 4 to 6 hour trainings. And I just remember being in the corporate world and having to sit in these trainings. And I realized that you know, you might be inspired for that 4 to 6 hours, but then you have to go back into the real world. It doesn't stick. And so you need to create more, whether it's, you know, and then what, right? I always say, whenever you're trying to create something, and then what?
Yeah.
You train them for 4 to 6 hours, and then what?
Yeah.
What happens a week later? What happens in terms of how you change your processes and the systems within your organization, right? Is only one part of your organization being trained?
Yeah.
Or is it the entire ecosystem?
Right.
It's like, and then what? I think we have to keep on asking, and then what? It's not going to, your company's problems aren't going to be solved by one training.
Yeah, completely agree. Is there a trend in this space that you're following or you're excited about right now?
No, I'm really, and you know, it's been kind of in the making for the few years, is really micro learnings, and people are just learning different. And you kind of see that with what's happening with TikTok and gamification, and also with, you know, YouTube recently, I think a year ago, started creating short videos. And so I think people just gravitate towards these short sound bites. And that's not to say that longer trainings aren't effective. They are, but you have to kind of change the way you break them down. You create more storytelling. You add different learning methodologies, right? You can't just have one 60-minute block of just lecturing, right? You have to do breakout groups. You need to do activities, you know. I think it's really one of those things where we as educators need to be able to kind of create different modules, be able to kind of cater to different learning styles.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. That's really cool. And it goes beyond the one and done. I mean, I personally changed the world with my keynote.
I mean, maybe you need, I know your extra, keynotes, like basically.
Maybe you need some extra effort, Lan. No, we definitely need, it's got to go beyond that. It's like, I like reading books, but I know that if I don't take some type of action from reading a book, then it's just entertainment. It doesn't really matter, like personal development, something like your book or my book, or listening to a podcast like this. So for those of you listening, if you're listening to this podcast, you feel inspired, you're going to get Lan's book, you feel inspired, make sure that you take some notes and you take some action. Don't just listen and then move on to the next one. I try to get better at that as well.
That's why in my book, Do This Daily, I actually break it down, kind of like micro learnings, where every day there's kind of a learning, but there's also an activity. I want you to actually sit down in your journal, write this out. I want you to think about this. How does it apply to your life?
Yeah.
Because once again, the change isn't happening because of what I say. It's a reminder of something that you should already know and being able to apply it into your day-to-day life. Because for me, I feel like this whole self-help motivation industry, it's wonderful because our goal is to inspire people.
Yeah.
But the goal is really to change lives. Yes. And that changing lives is really about making sure that it sticks and that the learner isn't dependent on you being there for them to grow.
Yeah.
Right? That growth happens from you planting a seed, but then they take that seed and then, you know, even within organizations and companies, that they bring it to their teams.
Yep.
That they implement it in their systems and processes, right? Yep. So if I'm saying that, you know, Peter Drucker, what gets measured gets managed, how do we live and breathe that within our workflow?
Yeah.
Right? It's really about the next part, and then what?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of books, other than your own book, is there a book that's made a big impact for you that you often recommend? You've already mentioned Man's Search for Meaning and Atomic Habits, two excellent books that have the power to change someone's life. Any others that you'd recommend?
I mean, definitely the most pivotal was Viktor Frankl's A Man's Search for Meaning. But in terms of a book that I won't say changed my life, but changed the way I did something, was Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning.
Ah, me too.
And I never really thought about how I treated my morning, but it really made me intentional with how I wake up and start my day. And so Hal Elrod talks about, he has a SAVERS acronym, S being silence, A affirmations, V visualization, E exercise, R reading. And so it's this whole process of doing kind of these things early in the morning. And it's really that gift of time for yourself in the morning, right? Yeah. Before my daughter wakes up, before my husband's awake, I have that time to really, I really have that time to focus on myself.
Yeah.
And so for me, that book was life-changing in that it made me focus on how I start my day. And I think that was a game changer.
Yeah, boy, you and I have so much in common. Our background's a little bit different, but my whole journey.
From Vietnamese refugee family.
Yeah, I did not come on a boat from Vietnam. You might guess it by looking at me, but no, came from a middle-class family in Orlando, Florida. But no, I this whole journey for me started in 2016 when I heard Hal Elrod on a podcast and got his book, The Miracle Morning. And it was my first time getting into anything personal development related. Something was missing for me at that time. I didn't know what it was. And I heard him on a podcast and I just knew, like, I've got to go with this book and start this. And so I remember I read that book. It was January 2016, so 8 years ago. And I started practicing right away. I started meditating for the first time, you know, reading more, journaling for the first time. And I'm still practicing every day, you know, 8 years later, and it's completely changed my life and allowed me to do all these other things that I do. It all goes back to reading The Miracle Morning 8 years ago.
Well, there's something powerful about being in silence and just that, you know, 5 a.m. where it's just all quiet and it's just you and it's dark outside and you're just focusing on your breath or you're just focusing on prayer or you're just focusing on visualizing how you want to see the day.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. And here's the thing. I don't get to all SAVERS acronym, but you know, I'm consistent with the exercise, right?
Good.
I'm consistent with the prayer.
Yeah.
And like, that consistency makes a difference. It's once again, it's what we do daily.
Yep.
And what we do daily is what we become.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you know, it's about starting the day intentionally, thinking about the habits that are going to make us better, small habits. So meditation every day, exercise, good for our health, reading if you can get to it. You may not always have time. I always often have, like this morning, a situation where like I'm planning to read a nonfiction book for myself and my daughter gets up early and comes sit next to me and asks me to read. We're reading Harry Potter together. So I read that instead. And like, talk about what brings you joy. Like, it just brings me joy and I'm still reading. So we have so much in common there. I love that. Last question for you, Lan, for anybody listening who's looking for ways to achieve more success and happiness in their career. What's one more piece of advice you would give?
Just start. Like, starting has always been the scariest part because all of our insecurities and fear are wrapped into that first step. But I always think of Lao Tzu's quote, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
Right.
And too many times we think about the entire journey we have to take in order to change and transform our lives, when all you really need to do is to focus on the first step, mm-hmm. and then the second step, and then the third step, yep. right? Yep. Do the next right thing. And you yep. keep on yep. going and going and going.
Yep.
So just start. 100%. No matter how small that step is. If you can't walk, crawl. You can't crawl, then roll. Whatever you need yeah, to right. do.
Do whatever you can do, but yeah. you know, make your plan, but like just get started. I love that. Lan, this has been awesome. Again, thank you for being here. The book again is Do This Daily, Secrets for Finding Success, Happiness, and Purpose in Work and Life, coming out on April 2nd, available on Amazon, everywhere. Lan's pretty active on LinkedIn as well. Lan, it's been so great talking with you. Really enjoyed this conversation. Looking forward to keeping in touch and talking with you more in the future. But for now, take care. And for everybody listening, thank you for listening. Make sure that you do something. Just start from listening to this, whether you take some notes, maybe you go get the Miracle Morning, maybe you start some meditation tomorrow, maybe you sit down and write down your values or what gives you joy. But just start, do something, and it's going to make an impact for you. And the last piece of advice I would give is to find some gratitude in your life and do something kind for yourself and for others. It can make a difference in your life and in the world. So thank you again for listening. Lan, thanks for being here, and I will talk to you later.